You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise, and I can barely hear you in the thick of my ear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Well, welcome to hour number three, and hour number two, hour number one, not like stacking good hours on top of each other with good information that we really need. We're aware of this stuff, and they know we're aware of it. We can push it back. We've done it time and time again. And I want to talk about something else that's happening, and it ties in directly to one of our sponsors. It ties into Health Masters, but I was given a tip that turmeric, they're planning on making this available only through prescription. Now, I know you hear what you're going to tell me. Dave, you can do it in food, blah, blah. I know all the different ways of preparation. But they're trying to control the bulk. They're not trying to exterminate it. They're trying to control the bulk because people are turning to this as opposed to doing conventional cancer treatment. And then diabetes, and you get the idea. Turmeric is like a miracle product. It's phenomenal, but it could be going to prescription. Well, I got this tip, and I started researching it. And yes, Codex Alimentarius, do you remember that from old Agenda 21 and the NAFTA agreement and all that stuff? Well, that hasn't gone away. In fact, there are strong indications that the powers that be are going to be going after turmeric, but it's not just turmeric. In my investigation is looking into turmeric, I also found they were going after coconut oil. And I'm telling you, go to Health Masters. Get your products stocked up before they pull this nonsense. Healthmasters.com, and the coupon code to save 5% is 5COMMON. Anyway, we've got another terrific interview coming up. Let's get right to it, Todd. This is Ronnie McMullen, and you want to know where chemtrails came from? You're about to find out. Hi, everybody. This is Dave Hodges of the Common Sense Show, and we are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Well, on our newsmaker line, we have Ronnie McMullen, no stranger to the show, and we cover a wide variety of topics. And for those that don't know, Ronnie used to be a very successful talk show host, and kind of like Alex Trebek, you do this work long enough, you start to acquire the knowledge of the people that you interview. And I know I've experienced some of that, Ronnie has, and so we've had some great conversations. But we're going to touch on a topic today that's actually made its way into Netflix. And it's a story that needs to be told, and it had its genesis, gosh, going on 65, 70 years ago, and it's still with us today. Hi, Ronnie. Welcome to the show, and glad you could join us.
How you doing, Dave? Life is good.
Life is really good. You're absolutely right. But life was not so good for a man who tried to expose some of the criminality associated with geoengineering.
Absolutely. What we have is, you know, we talk about geoengineering and we talk about how they're spraying chemicals and, you know, there's two sides. There's a side that says, hey, we're getting sprayed. This is going on. This is affecting our food. This is affecting our health. This is affecting our water, blah, blah, blah. Then we have the other side that said, that ain't happening. And you guys are so full of it. You know, there's planes flying and air traffic controls got, you know, maybe they were sleeping eating Twinkies that night, you know, blah, 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 blah. And there's all these excuses. And I've known for years, I used to report on this about the geoengineering, the climate change, the chemtrails. They change their name every day so that we don't keep up, but we are keeping up. I remember Clifford Carnicom, an incredible scientist, would go off and he'd talk about what's going on, what they're spraying, what they're dropping. And this would go on, but again, the people would, and of course, you know, what I would call the fake news, would never touch it. And many of, you know, the different political leaders would never touch it. and Ron Paul, which I've interviewed many times, and Ron Paul was brought the evidence of geoengineering and chemtrails, and he shut the book and walked off and left everybody stand. And this guy was really one of the good guys. So this is kind of a no-no. And as you were saying, a show came up called Wormwood, and I thought, no, this is a Netflix document. I'm a documentary guy. So I started watching it, and I go, oh, my God. And this was basically talking about a doctor who was a biologist who worked for the CIA and worked in – he was actually Army, but he worked with the CIA. And he basically they put MKUltra on him, said he basically took some LSD, and he was kind of a wacko, and he fell out of a 13th floor of a hotel and died. Nice little story. Except as his son grew up, his son said, you know what, I'm going to get into this because I don't think that's what happened. And basically the story goes more. Now, what's interesting about the story to me, this is the spin, because we can all watch The Wormwood on this show, and it's definitely worth a look. There's like 6 episodes. It's incredibly powerful. But what I caught in it, you know, it was the fact that here we are, 60, 70 years later, and this happened between the years of 1950 and 1953, Frank Olson had a problem. And Frank Olson, before he died in 1953, he had a problem because he knew we were spraying, listen to this, aerial spraying North Korea. So I thought to myself, you know, is this even true? And of course, I pulled up a document, an unclassified document, and basically, from 1950 to 1953, a heck of a lot of people died, and they even pointed the finger to the U.S. and said, you're using biological germ warfare. And let me tell you, here's an incredible number. It says, however, the North Korean civilian population suffered tremendously, and its population dropped from 11 to 3 million people.
That is stunning. Are there population demographics that actually reflect that change? Can you go and look this up?
I would imagine you can, because I'm looking at this unclassified document, and it has everything on it. I mean, in fact, to the point, some of the planes that were used, let me pull it up here, some of the planes that were used, are you ready for the name they named the plane?
Yeah.
They named it the Mosquito. Now, think about that for just a second. When you're talking about the Nile virus, when you're talking about the flu, all these different flus that have come around, the pig flu, the swine flu, okay? And how do we get this? Through what? A mosquito? Huh. Zika? Where does it come from? A mosquito? And what were they putting in Fresno, California? Mosquitoes? Releasing mosquitoes? I mean, I don't know if anybody's watching here, but this is, to me, this is not a coincidence. I don't believe in coincidence. So and what's interesting is they said in 1950, oh, the U.S. would never be like this and do this. No, we're the good guys. Okay, well, at the top of the notch, they weren't the good guys. And people might think I'm dishing on the U.S., but unfortunately, the people that are running the U.S. at the very top have lost their minds. And so here they have all these people die, 8 million people die, and very few U.S. soldiers died. Very few. Wonder why? Would you vaccinate for something that you knew you were dropping? So, you know, and of course our vaccinations are not working now. So what we have is, it's, to me, it's the birthing of the geoengineering that's going on today. And what's to say, what are they dropping in there, Dave? What? We know there's aluminum and barium strontium. We know all that. But what else are they dropping? You ever notice that everybody gets sick all at once?
Yes.
Is that a coincidence?
Well, in my money, no, it's not a coincidence at all. It is interesting you'd say this. I had a dear, dear friend who was in FEMA, and his specialty was counter-bioterrorism. He bugged out in December of 2012, and he said that they have tried to spray us with chemicals that induce passivity. And he said, it's not working. And he said, and this is before Donald Trump, and he said, Dave, I'm telling you, the reason I'm bugging out with like-minded people is because they're going to come after us with everything because, and he knew what he was talking about because he's counter-bioterrorism. He said, we have stuff the rest of the world doesn't even know about. And he said, with this rising tide of populism, it led to the comment of Zbigniew Brzezinski, who said it's easier now, used to be easier to control a million rather than to kill a million. And then Brzezinski flipped that and said it's easier to kill a million. And this is what my friend was talking about. And I got to tell you, Ronnie, you're right on the money with this because I have heard, you know, something that really supports this from a trusted source. And now the thing is, it's not working. That's the bottom line. It's not working.
Well, and here's the thing is, you know, everything that's bad was birthed at one time. For me, I want to know, you know, like if we look at like diabetes and high blood pressure and cancer and all these things, what is happening? I'm watching a rise, and it spawns right in the 60s, 70s area, and it just, you know, by the time it hits the 80s and the 90s, I mean, it's flying. I mean, we're pushing, what, 8% of people have diabetes now? Another 4 or 5% have pre-diabetes? So from what? Why? And I was watching a special on allergens. How many people have an allergic reaction to peanuts? And what happens is, you know, and not just peanuts, but nuts and fish, and there's all these things that they eat, and all of a sudden they just swell up and they get sicker than a dog. The question I have is not that this is happening or not happening. Why? Why does a peanut that God has given us for food, that, by the way, is very good for us, all of a sudden there's a whole flock of people that can't eat it and they get sick to it? And I could go on. Why is our wheat changing? Why is the rice changing? Why is the soy changing? And when you tag it, you go all the way back up the ladder, and what you find is you find this is a GMO issue, and this is a Monsanto issue, which is now called Bayer, interesting word, is now called the Bayer. And so what we have is this is poisoning people, but it, as they said in 1950, 51, 52, and 53, people are getting sick and they're dying, and the U.S. goes, it's not us, it's the bugs. How many times are we getting bit by bugs and we become sick? Isn't that what the Nile virus is about? I mean, hello, there's some lines here that kind of connect.
There's a lot of lines that connect. What did we used to call the flu back in the 60s and 70s? And I'm trying to, it was the Asian flu, the Chinese flu. Do you remember? Do you remember that? And you're wondering
and
now,
why would we call it that?
Exactly. Well, now that you're telling this story about Frank Olson, to me, all kinds of connections are starting to come up. Well, let's go back to Frank Olson for a minute here. So he's involved, or he knows about this spraying program, and he's objecting. What happens after that?
Well, he's very bummed about this, and he basically feels guilty. So he basically says, you know, I want out of this, and he goes to his superiors and says, fire me. You know, he lost his mind a little bit and kind of acted weird because they spiked one of his drinks at a meeting with LSD, and he was acting weird. He used that. This is a very smart man. He used that to say, hey, I was not on the up and up, and I embarrassed you guys, so I think you need to fire me. We're talking one of the best scientists around, and they need to fire him. And the reason, and his son even said this, his son said, you know, this is really a problem because my dad had a problem with them spraying Korea. And they weren't owning up to it, and he knew it. So this is an issue that, and basically his son sued and won, by the way. They paid him. But they didn't pay him off. They basically moved it to this MK Ultra issue, and they said, well, it's an LSD issue. And of course, they use on his autopsy that he jumped, okay, out of a 13th floor of a hotel. Another word they used was fell. Now, how do you fall out of a 13th floors and fall out of a room? You fall out of it.
And through the glass. And through the glass too, right?
And through the glass, you fall.
Yeah.
Right. And his son said, this is not about fall, stepped off, tripped. This is about pushed. And finally, when they opened up an investigation many, many years later, after 75, people, weird, weird people that were involved in this had heart attacks. Things happened. This is still got silence to it to this day. This happened 60, 70 years ago. To this day, it's still being covered up. And here's what I think. I was sitting there watching this special going, OMG, I get it. They don't want this uncovered. You know, I mean, what does it hurt? It's so many years away. They don't want this uncovered because it connects to now. It connects to what they're doing right flipping now. I don't know. Maybe I'm off. But
no, you're not. You're not off. You're not off, and I'll tell you why. And I don't want to go down this avenue, but just to show the comparison, if you substituted the initials JFK for Frank Olson, you would have the similar cover-up after the fact, dead witnesses, so forth. It's a yes. consistent pattern, and the globalist playbook never changes.
Well, it's interesting because North Korea and China came against the U.S. and said, you are using germ warfare. You are using biological warfare. What are our boys trained for right now? Let me see. Biological warfare. Mm-hmm. What does that tell you? The guy that trains for it, and you know, maybe obviously North Korea's, you know, no wonder North Korea's bent, you know, and I'm not on their side, trust me, that's not where I'm going. But what I'm saying is, you know, when you're having a war, you should play by the rules. And to me, this guy knew that the U.S. was not playing by the rules, so they basically took him out. And what's interesting is the hotel manager was there when he fell. And he was still, I can't even believe this, 13 floors up, fell to the bottom on concrete, and he was saying a couple of things when they came in, and they were walking around him and saying, oh my God, what happened? You know, he still was mumbling something. And the hotel manager basically said, I have never seen, he says, you know, we're talking about, we've had mafia killings, we've had all kinds of stuff happen in this hotel. I have never seen anything like this in my life. So it's very interesting to cover up. And, of course, his son is still going at it. And they still will not open this up and really spread the truth. In fact, people that, you know, I can't break confidence with this or that, so we can't tell you the truth of your father. I mean, and there was nothing surrounded but lies. I'm not trying to push a program, but if you really want to see how wonderful our U.S., United States is, our corruption, and this is the wild thing. I know there's corruption now. Anybody, any alternative news will tell you there's corruption in Congress, in the White House. They'll tell you that left and right. We have fake news that tries to support the corruption, and that's really what the MSN, you know, is doing, or the CNNs and so on and so forth. They're trying to uphold the corruption to make the corruption look like it's the right thing. It's a good thing. But the fact of the matter is people know, they're waking up, they know that we have corruption. Interestingly enough, this corruption goes way back. We obviously know there was corruption with Kennedy. We know there. Look at this. Look at the presidents that were assassinated or tried to get assassinated. And this is where I would come up. This, I'm not to change subject, but just I might as well get this out. So just to get a pinch here. So Mr. Trump, okay, he's the good guy, right? We're glad we don't have Hillary, and I'm glad. So, but I in my inner core. Do not trust Trump. And I'll tell you why. Because I've learned with these chemical companies, they play both sides. Now, if Trump was really the greatest guy in the world, is the bad guy not going to take him out? Is that stopped? Because I watched Kennedy die. I watched three attempts on Ronald Reagan's life. And I think two were recorded and the third one was hidden. So we have three attempts on Ronald Reagan's life. And all of a sudden, Trump's doing this stuff that everybody hates. The Democrats hate it, da-da-da-da-da. And everybody's getting thrown around, and they're trying to make him look ugly. But they don't assassinate him? I just think, what the heck is going on here? Because I think, you know, first of all, when you're a billionaire, you're kind of one of them. You know, I mean, I'm sorry. And if he's a good guy, you know, Lord, sorry, shut up. But I have a feeling they're playing both sides. So that we all go, Trump's great, Trump's great, and then something else happens later. I could be wrong, Dave.
Ronnie, I can't say you're wrong, and I can't say you're right. I've had this internal dialogue myself many, many times. You know, when Trump first announced he was running and I knew he had hung out with the Clintons a little bit, I said, come on, really, how's this going to change? You got Tweedledee running versus Tweedledum. And I didn't believe it. But then he held steadfastly to make America great again, and the way he was vilified in the media, but he kept persevering. I thought maybe there is something here. And I slowly started to turn. But I'll say this. I did a podcast about a month after he was inaugurated, and I said, we can evaluate the legitimacy of his presidency if the chemtrails disappear. And they're still here.
Right. And he doesn't even believe in it. That's the other thing that torques me. And I'll tell you where I got twisted, where I started losing my gumph for Trump, and I'm not trying to Trump bash. I think he's doing a better job than probably any other corrupt person would ever do. So I think he's, you know, we got a tax bill, but there's a reason for that, because they didn't want to touch the cash cow, which is the health care bill. But anyway, so what really torqued me off is when he was elected and during his debates, he was saying, when I become president, you'll go behind bars. I will make sure that things get taken care of, blah, blah, blah. And then as soon as he's president, he's, oh, well, she's got enough problems. I'm going to leave her alone. What?
Yeah.
So you just said it's okay to be that corrupt. Uranium One deals and her husband with the China warfare deals. I mean, we can go on and on about the Clintons and how many people have died with the Clinton Foundation, blah, 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 sexual assault. We can go on and on. And he's going to sit there and say, she's got enough problems, leave her alone. That was the straw for me that broke the camel's back.
There's not a week that goes by that I don't call for the removal of Jeff Sessions for not going after the low-hanging fruit of the Clinton emails.
Yep.
But and Trump could do this instantly, and I have called for Trump to do this continuously. But I will say this. I think this is my operating hypothesis here. Now, you're raising such a good point. I think he's a man conflicted. I think he wants a legacy where he rescued America. I think he's bought into his own egotistical message, and I think that's true. But I also think he wants to stay alive, and he's playing both ends against the middle.
Well, again, we're back to playing in both sides. And here it is. We're wrapping this back all the way to 1950 to 1953. CIA is doing aerial spraying on North Korea. And everybody says, no, the U.S. would never do that. Isn't that the same damn ring we hear right now? Oh, they would never chemical spray us right now. Yet I can go out on any given day and see multiple planes spraying. That's not even counting. People, come on, let's wake up. Isn't that even counting how much it costs to do that? And whose money are they spending doing it? You think they're spending their own money killing us? No. They're spending. And here's another thing. If you're going to infuse the economy, right, because that's what Trump wants to do, I'm going to give, the economy's going to get stronger, blah, 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 blah. Okay, good. We've got a tax bill. Hey, that's pretty nice. We went from 35% to 21%. Yeah, that's great. One little problem. If we really want to infuse the economy, make it retroactive. And they did not. Mm-hmm. They've got a whole year for that economy to flop. And when all of a sudden everybody's dead broke, what difference does it make if we get a tax break?
So you think they've defined the decline, the economic collapse, by how they handled the tax bill?
I think there's a connection, yes. Because if you really want to get the economy going, boom, retroactive, let's make it happen. Everybody get excited. And notice the big companies gave money away, and oh, we're going to give bonuses, which I think is cool. Don't get me wrong. But, boy, that had a little bit of media hype to it, if I've ever heard it. I heard the cow mooing.
I can't disagree with what you're saying, and there's thoughts that I've had. But part of me, you know, let me go to another. We're talking about presidential assassination if he was real, and I agree it would happen. We just had a man caught with a gun the other day, and he had nefarious intentions, according to the Secret Service, with no details. We know he's a 43-year-old white male, and we know that he had bad intentions. When you hear these kind of reports, what I'm wondering is if they're not hiding the real event that's coming in all the noise, where the Secret Service will look like they're doing the right thing. They're trying to go after, by God, the people that would kill the president, and then when they let it happen, they have plausible deniability. The people I talk to, I have one, I have two dynamite sources Secretary of State office. I've got one really good source in the FBI, a long-term friend. And what they tell me is that Trump has crossed the line with the deep state. They're absolutely convinced of that, and they think his life is in jeopardy. I don't think he knows where his boundaries are. Do you think that's possible?
I don't think he does either. And you know, there's other things that are conflicting too, because, and this is where I kind of pulled some of this too, is reverse speech is very real, and we'll go off a tangent here, but reverse speech, before he was elected, his speech was pro-America, and his speech completely changed, and I'm talking about all the reversals. The reversals changed as soon as he was elected, and they were not congruent. So to me, something's up there. You know, I don't want him to go down, or assassination. I want none of that. I hope that he is the real deal, the good guy. Just because he's rich doesn't mean he's one of them, but you kind of wonder. I hope he is. But when he skipped over the cash cow, and again, I'm still bent clear back in, you know, January, when he didn't come out, completely take the pulpit, put his hand up and swear that he was going to be the greatest, blah, 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 and turn around and go after Hillary. As soon as he said, "It's okay, Hillary, all the illegal activity, the murders and the cover-ups and the emails, it was all okay." That's what he said. And when I say that, you go, "No, we don't have anything on record where he said that." No, he said it by not going after it.
Well, he said it too, Ronnie. There was an interview he did with 60 Minutes the week following the inauguration, and he was very, very clear on this point. "Well, I don't think I'm going to go after Hillary because she has enough issues, enough problems."
Right.
He said that on 60 Minutes within the first week of being elected.
But he never said, "I am going after it." Everything changed as soon as he was elected. And before that, on all the debates, he kept pointing his finger and like he was the lion. "I will put you behind bars." And I thought, you know, wow, rock and roll, baby. So when he did the Hillary thing, that was a scorecard for me that was like, eh. And then when he passed the cash cow, and, you know, what are we putting Paul Ryan in charge of the health care bill? I mean, we would have been better off with Bugs Bunny.
You know, that's really funny if it wasn't true. I almost giggled and I caught myself because it's true.
It's true.
I
think even Porky Pig with his broken speech would do better.
Excuse me. The bottom line is with Trump is, I know the man was sincere, and let's back up to, because you raised a point that I don't know that we fully explained to the people who aren't familiar with reverse speech, but we should say here that reverse speech is taking someone's words and then playing them backwards, and the unconscious mind reveals the truth.
Yeah.
And I think there is something to reverse speech. I think there needs to be more clinical trials and more scientific analysis, but I do think there's something to it. We've seen it over and over. In fact, when Clinton was doing his denial of his affair with Monica Lewinsky, he reversed his speech. He said, "She's a great kisser."
Right. Now, how do you get that if it's not real?
Yeah.
In fact, and this is something where, you know, David John Oates went, you know, he was very popular he still is, but he was really popular. And actually, a talk show host, I won't mention names, went kind of against him and said, "You know, this really isn't the real deal. And why don't you do me? And boy, he revealed a whole bunch of stuff on this guy. And of course, this guy sued him. Okay.
Yeah, I think that was someone who had about 600 affiliates at one time.
Yeah, why would you sue somebody if it's a lie?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? If somebody says, "Hey, Ronnie, you know, you went and robbed a bank at such and such, you know, and it's not true," am I going to get mad and sue the guy? No. I'm going to be like, you know, this guy's lost his mind.
Well, yeah, I hear what you're saying. And
so the reversals to me is very real, especially when you see who says what. Like Barack Obama's reversals, those are comedy. And, you know, reversespeech.com is really where you can go and you can read some of the reversals. It's absolute. Hillary, Hillary is another one. Her reversals are horrifying.
Give us some examples.
I lied. Okay, I lied.
We don't need reverse speech for that one.
Yeah, you know, he's like, really, no kidding. So, I mean, you know, it is mind-blowing. And the reversals, now, I have not gone to the website in a while. I just, you know, when you pile up stuff, and of course, to me, you know, I don't want to bag on Trump. My biggest thing is Trump. I hope he's listening to your show. Mr. Trump, look back at the CIA, what they were doing back in the 50s. There's the birth of aerial spraying, and now we're doing it on our own people, and we have been for years, and no one wants to touch this. Please, Mr. Trump, President Trump, please touch this.
Yeah, I could not agree more. In fact, here's what's interesting. It's sad. To the average person now that's about 25 years of age, they have never seen contrails in the fashion that we used to see them every day. And what I mean by that, we used to go out and we'd look at a jet, particularly a military jet, and it would lay down a contrail, and it wouldn't expand, and it would be a straight white line, and then over time it would quickly dissipate. Today, these contrails right. are chemtrails, and this is how I want people to recognize them. They start out as straight lines. They often do, you know, checkerboard. It looks like they're playing chess or checkers up there in the sky with all the crossings of the yep. lines they do. But if you notice, those chemtrails end up becoming clouds that basically envelop the sky within a few hours. And that's what's not normal. But unfortunately, the young people have seen this their entire life, and they think it is normal. It's people like you and I, Ronnie, who are old enough to remember how it used to be, that we know that it's not normal.
Well, it's like this. You tell a lie enough times, it becomes the truth. So if you have the planes fly over enough, it becomes the weather.
No, you're exactly
scary
right.
Stuff.
No, you're exactly right about that. But let's talk about what my FEMA friend told me. Do you have information on the? Well, you mentioned barium and aluminum and so forth, and that causes cognitive decline, particularly Alzheimer's and dementia. But do you agree with him that there are chemicals that they're trying to use to induce passivity?
Yes. Yeah, the dumb us down? Absolutely. Absolutely. Because if they're going to steal you blind and then murder you at the end of it, you need to not be able to throw a fit. So throwing a fit, you know, and coming against that and organizing and whatever you do takes energy. So take the energy away. What do you got? You got a bunch of passive nobodies that will never do anything. Hey, look at that. They're in my garage taking everything I own. That's interesting. Well, I won't have to move so much next time.
Man, that's do we ever see, we see that with about 50% of the population. You know, I kind of break it down this way. There are 5 to 10% of the people who are hardcore committed. They know what's going on and they realize how bad it is, and we have no choice but to fight or face our ultimate fate. And then, but up to about 50% to various degrees, I think people know there are serious things wrong and there is a secret government behind the government, but most of them are so passive they just go, well, we know, but we can't do anything. It reminds me of the stories about why Jewish prisoners went to their death in the death camps after being given fluoride because they didn't have the physical capacity to resist.
Right. Well, and let's not forget our famous Hollywood that's CIA based. And again, another piece of the pie upholding the lie. We have the news, which is not the news, it's propaganda. It's upholding the lie. And then we have and what's interesting is here is all of these actors and actresses who have been sexually molested and raped, and finally that silence is broken, and guess what? It's a matter of time till it breaks on other issues as well. And it will be not about a sexual issue, it'll be about something else where they'll say, you know what, we're told to do this, this, and this to uphold the lie. And the question will be, what is truly the big lie?
But you know what's interesting is, as we record this in the third week of January, it's interesting to me, Ronnie, that particular topic in the mainstream media seems to have gone into extinction. They just they just bury it.
Oh yeah, one minute they're all da 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 da, and the next minute, you know, Nobody's talking about it.
Well, I have a crazy theory as to why. You know, the Democrats right now, if the election were held today, it would probably come down between Oprah and Bernie Sanders. I mean, they don't have anybody else. And Oprah, now she's been implicated in helping Weinstein, her good friend, very good friend, get over on some actresses that she arranged private meetings with. And I'm trying to phrase that as delicately as I can. Oh, yeah, this is all over the net, Ronnie. This is, these stories are legendary now. And Oprah was implicated as being a facilitator, and she has never come out and condemned him. In fact, she's actually given some passive issues of support, at least early on in the crisis. And I think they had to make this go away to make her possible candidacy viable because she was connected to him so intimately.
Well, I think you're dead on, but here's the wild thing about this, and I love this because we still have a God that watches and sees what's going on and is, I believe, is into justice. Is she announces her presidency, and within 2 days, her house has a mudslide. Okay, so she's in muddy waters, and I think, I wonder what's going on here. You got muddy feet, Oprah. Wonder what that means. And then she's talking about, oh, we're all pulling together in the little town of Montecito and blah, blah, blah. Well, you know what, Dave? I used to live there. I used to live in Santa Barbara, Montecito. I worked in Montecito. And let me tell you something. These stars, they don't go walk down the streets and shake everybody's hand. It doesn't happen. She didn't even know in a video. She says, and here's my neighbor. Their whole house got wiped out. Here's my neighbor. She never mentioned the neighbor's name. But, boy, she sure mentioned Ellen DeGeneres, her friend that's lived in Montecito. And they'll talk about anybody else. So I think it's a crock. I really do. And I don't buy into their stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Good self-censor there here on the public airwaves. But I agree with you. Well, the bottom line is that the Frank Olson story is compelling. And I want to just remind everybody what you said in the beginning so we don't lose it in the moment. You can see the documentary on Netflix, and you said it was called Wormwood. Is that correct?
Yes, Wormwood. There's six episodes. It's a documentary, but it's kind of have like little skits. I don't want to say skit, that's cheap. But it's like half movie, half documentary. And they interview fully his son and what his son went through and mother and brother and so on and so forth.
But you said they kind of censor the real cause of death. Is that correct?
No, they did. They did finally get to his death, and they do believe he was pushed. But the kicker, they used the LSD. I believe the LSD was the cover-up for the aerial sprain. They wanted to move it more to the MK. Oh, this is this. You know, I do not think that's it. And, of course, there's no connection in the video at all that basically ties it to Monsanto or ties it to today's aerial sprain. It's just about then. But to me, I saw the writing on the wall saying this is the birthing of what's happening today.
So what we're saying here is that the murder is in play for Netflix. It's just that the motivation for the murder is what they're obscuring.
Yes. Yeah. No, Netflix did a great job. I hats off to them. But
are you surprised? That they ran it?
You know, as a matter of fact, I was. MK Ultra goes a whole different ball game. And they didn't really do the MK Ultra other than the fact of the LSD issue. They really didn't touch on MK Ultra, but that was kind of the line. And I thought, how interesting. But I think they used certain things so they could kind of say something without saying something. It's kind of what I picked up. I mean, I don't know how other people would view it. I know too much on this stuff, but maybe other people would view it differently. But I think they did a very good job, but it's definitely not an MK Ultra thing. The LSD was just the cover up. It's an aerosol spraying thing, and he was torqued. He was torqued that they were spraying North Korea.
Yeah, I think your theory is very interesting, and I'm going to give it some consideration here. But I think you're probably right. Do you know that? Speaking of these documentaries, there was one over on Amazon Prime, and Ronnie, I think you and the audience will find this really interesting. It was done by a man named Trevor Loudon, And he's a journalist from New Zealand, and he's a hardcore journalist. The guy is good. And he did a documentary called Enemies Within. And what he did is he based his investigation on former Congressman Alan West and former Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney and their claims that approximately 80 Democratic representatives and senators are members of front groups for either the American Communist Party or the Muslim Brotherhood. And what Loudon did in his investigation, this is where he nails it. He goes to the head of the American Communist Party, and the guy's talking about how they went door to door for Al Franken. I mean, this guy covered every base, and Amazon ran it on Amazon Prime. I was stunned. Wow. I was stunned that I could see this. And I became like a one-man PR agent for a guy that he doesn't even know. And he doesn't even know who Dave Hodges is. And yet, I'm saying everyone needs to see this. But Amazon, I mean, come on, Jeff Bezos, Washington Post, $600 million deal with the CIA. Give me a break. Why would they put that out there, in your opinion? Why would they let that air on someone that is so pro-deep state?
I think a reckoning is coming. I do. I mean, this information's coming up, and there's two things. You know, there's the other side that says, okay, they're putting this information out to say, look what we did. Come on, guys, look at this. Right in front of your face, we're doing this, and look at you people, you're doing nothing about it. I mean, most people, when you go to geoengineering and you say, this is what's going on, they say, no, I don't believe it, until finally they go, okay, but what could I do? And I'll always face them off and say, so it has nothing to do with you don't believe it. It has everything to do with you don't think you can do anything about it. And sometimes the arrogance of they and them, they dance around, they parade around, they say, look what we're doing to you and your families right in front of your face. And you do nothing.
That's
arrogance.
When you say that to me, that's like flying a red flag in front of my face. And I'm 25 years old again and a third degree black belt, and I'm going to kick someone's ass.
Yep.
I'm serious.
This is where I'm at. It's like I'm at a point where, you know, I look at the Batman and Joker, and the Joker, basically Batman's beating the hell out of the Joker, and he says, you have nothing to threaten me with. In other words, if you kill the Joker, he didn't care. We have to get to a point where we don't value our so-called compromised life more than the truth. The truth shall set you free. And if we sit there like a bump on the log and let them do what they're doing, we will have no earth. Bee populations are dropping by 50%. 50%. When that last bee dies, let me tell you something. You're going to have two choices. You're either going to die or you're going to eat substance from Monsanto and their robot bees. So they're all set up to let these bees die. That's the whole mode, so that we basically are dependent on Monsanto and their foods and their substance, because it's not a food. So my point is we're sitting here as a population doing nothing. Other countries have rose up and said, we will not put up with this no more. You are gone. And yet, the GMOs are climbing, and you look at the charts and you match the GMOs, when they're putting the GMOs and when they're doing their science, and you match the diseases and how they're raising incredibly, and it's incredible. You can see the writing on the wall. Those connect. That's why I do what I do.
And what you do is a great service here, and we're just about out of time, but I want to talk about that service, because there are people like you out there and what you do professionally that are helping to give Americans and the rest of the world options for good health. And so people are familiar with Ronnie McMullen and Get the Tea, but I want you to take a minute, and as we do this with all of our guests here on the Common Sense Show, because most of them are involved in some private venture, and I want to give you an opportunity to talk about that, because it's something that I've experienced firsthand, and I'm a walking testimony for you. So let's talk about Get the Tea and how it helps people, and then more importantly, how people can become a part of taking Get the Tea so they can experience good health.
Well, I would just say this. My tea is not like tea. It's not like tea you buy in the store. The tea is a detox. And notice detox. Notice the word detox, okay? It means you're toxic. And if you're toxic, and even in our brochure that we put in with every order, it says, what is a chemtrail? It's right there in my folder. Okay? This tea helps with all the stuff that you're getting in your chemtrails. This tea helps with stuff that you're getting in your water. This stuff helps with parasites that are in your water. And we can go on. You know, is it going to get rid of all of it? No, it's not, but it's going to help you. It's going to get rid of a lot of it. So the point to this is we need to stand in the gap now. We need to be on the defensive, and the defensive is, and I tell people, I watch people and they get sick and I go, why are you not taking my stuff? You know, well, yeah, and they have 45 excuses. I'm like, are you kidding me? You could take one pill a day, and, you know, but it's interesting. They'll take their pharmaceutical like clockwork. And I go, what is with this? And that's because the media has backed up what? The pharmaceuticals. We have, how many commercials do we watch on TV where, oh, they're dancing around, oh, just take this drug and just be careful that you're going to die and drop dead tomorrow and then we'll get in a car accident, you know, and they say all this stuff. Well, that's okay. But if I say, hey, Dave, if you take X, you're going to be fine and dandy. I can't say that. They'll come after me with a bat. Something's wrong.
It's called a protection racket. That's what it's called.
So with that being said, you know, my Allison Advanced, if you took that, you would see your life change. That's kind of funny. And then if you take the tea, you're going to cleanse from the toxins that are going on, and that's going to help you with digestion, all kinds of stuff. If you're constipated, that's a very miserable thing. My tea will help you with that. So the tea does multiple issues, okay, and some of them I can't talk about on the show. It does multiple issues, and it's not just green tea. You know, oh, I take green tea. Well, that's great, but it ain't going to do what my tea does because I have an herbal drink, and you make it and you brew it yourself. And let me tell you something, it's powerful. You will go to the bathroom, and that's the point. If you're going to the bathroom, bad things are exiting you, that's a good thing.
We play your commercial on the radio. And you get that line in there, it'll make you as regular as a... Go ahead and complete that phrase.
Baby bird.
Yeah, exactly.
A baby bird. the late Jerry Doyle made that up, and I used it, and, you know, he was a good man, and, you know, more power to him. But it's very interesting how people... You know, we got to... And I think I see this in our health. It's like, okay, I'll go buy a new car. I'll go buy a new dress. I'll go buy a new shirt, but I won't buy something that's going to keep me alive. I'll keep drinking those Coca-Colas that are cheap and sugary and corn syrup and GMO. I mean, Coca-Cola makes no bones that they use GMOs. Make no bones, right on their website. So if you want to be sick, well, then continue what you're doing. But if you want to be well, get my tea. Go to getthetea.com, and you can. We have so many things. Punch in what your problem is and guide and direct you to taking something good. And my stuff is GMO-free, organic, and there's no fillers. So when you get something, that's what you get.
Fantastic. And, you know, I have to tell you, and I say this a lot on the YouTube channel, when we advertise for Get the Tea, I talk about people that write in with their testimonials. And the testimonials are fantastic. Mm. And I think there's no... And they will tell you what it does for you. And I'm kind of waiting for the FDA to come after me, too, because sometimes I've read those testimonials. And they mention certain conditions. Like, well, I had the diabetes. And then they'll say, and this is what's happened, and I did no other medical intervention, and I'm really good today. And they thank me for this. They go, thank you. And I go, well, don't thank me. Thank the guy who brought this to you. All I was the messenger. GetTheTea.com is a really great, great service to America. And I don't mean it's just a product that helps you with your health. It's a great service because it's the antithesis of unhealthy big pharma where death by doctor is growing at exponential rates.
Well, and I'll be honest with you. You have no idea, and I can say this one. This is kind of fun. You wouldn't believe how many doctors buy from me.
Why is that funny?
So there. Ba-dum, boom.
Boy, that is.
You know,
that...
I even have congressmen that are buying from me. So, you know, and I thank you, congressman and congresswoman. I appreciate it. But you know, if I could, and I always make the joke, if I could get this to Trump and to the Congress and to the Senate. To the House of Representatives, we'd be running good because we'd get rid of all their toxic crap.
Amen to that, my friend. Well, Ronnie, we really are out of time, but I want to just totally endorse GetTheTea.com. It's one of my favorite sponsors here on the Common Sense Show because it does so much good for so many people. Ronnie, thanks so much for joining us, and really thanks so much for that great discussion about Frank Olson. What a fascinating story.
Thanks, Dave.
Well, that was my interview with Ronnie, and I don't know if we mentioned this in the interview, but he did radio for a long time. He did radio like I do radio, and it was really good stuff. This guy is really knowledgeable. We have we talk about once a month, and we have really good discussions about the current events. I have to say, we differ a little bit on Trump, but I have frustrations like he has with Trump. And I also will say that I'm not smart enough or privy enough to understand all the limitations he faces. I can see some of it, but I know I don't see all of it. But what an interesting discussion. And you don't like the chemtrails? And I'll tell you, I don't know about your area, but here north of the Phoenix area, it's been ridiculous. I mean, we start out with a wonderfully clear day, blue skies, and by noon, it's partly cloudy, getting overcast. And you know what's really sad, too, is this has been going on for so long. It takes someone in our age range to really understand that this is not natural. Because if you're growing up and you're 25 years old, you're 30 years old, this is all you've seen. This is all you've seen. And tonight we got a glimpse into the genesis of this and how it's been used around the world in various forms. And I have heard the story without the Frank Olson twist of it, through my FEMA friend that bugged out, but it was interesting. Anyway, this is a reminder to everybody, if there is a guest, the topic you want us to talk about, send it over to us at thecommonsenseshow.com, and if we don't always get it on the show, I'll certainly try to get it on the YouTube channel, and I would really encourage you to visit the YouTube channel, because we're working really hard to make this timely, current, and sometimes we are able to get breaking stuff out there, and I think it's good. I really like what we do over there, and it allows me to have constant contact with the news and not have to wait for Sunday and talk about something that's 6 days old. So, excuse me, that's really a popular thing with us. It's something that we really enjoy bringing to the public. Well, next week we're going to have one guest I know we're going to have for sure is Patrick Wood. And with all the geoengineering going on, and yes, there is a tremendous uptick in the geoengineering. There's no question it's going crazy right now. I called Pat, and we visited briefly a few nights ago, and I said, Pat, I know your schedule's crazy. What do we got to do? Da, 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 da. And we're going to do a pre-record later in the week. The man's busier than I am. I didn't think that was possible. But we are going to have him on. It's going to be tremendous. Pat Wood of Technocracy News, and you want to check that out. It's absolutely fantastic. Wealth of information. And we will be back next week. I hope you enjoyed the show tonight. Hope there was some learning that went on. And let's hope there's enough where we can do a pushback. We'll see you next week. Go out and have a great week, everybody. God bless.